Yesterday, the House and Senate in Washington voted on a continuing resolution to fund the government through February 8th, ending a three-day government shutdown. All three members of Vermont's delegation voted against the CR, despite the bipartisan deal brokered by the Senate. Joining us now to talk about his vote and the work that now needs to happen on a DACA resolution is Vermont Senior Senator Patrick Leahy. Senator Leahy, thank you very much for giving us your time today.
No, I'm happy to be with you. Besides, it got me out of some of the budget negotiations that are going on, which can be, while needed, they're sometimes not the most exciting thing you might talk about.
Well, glad we could help out today. Why did you vote no yesterday?
Well, I think it's time to stop kicking the can down the road. You know, we've had 116 days, I guess, now to get the budget agreements, get the budgets done, and so we don't face a shutdown. The only person who has said they wanted a shutdown was Donald Trump, which was a truly irresponsible thing to say, but I think it allowed some of his people to harden and not give on anything. The fact is, we have to keep the government open. We should keep the government open if we can. We do now have a commitment from the Republican leader to have a real vote on Dreamers. We should do that in the Senate, and we can. We got the child health passed, CHIP, and now we should have a vote on this. I think a majority of Democrats or Republicans will vote for it in the Senate. But I've spoken to both Senator McConnell and Senator Schumer, and say you can't go on like this. You can't lurch from day to day, from continuing resolution to continuing resolution. Let's stay here. We have to stay in weekends and all. Let's just get our work done. Vote the appropriations bills, put the government on a stable footing, and go for it.
So was your vote yesterday in that case sort of a protest vote? I mean, clearly you knew that the continuing resolution would pass. Senator Schumer had said, you know, we have this deal. And it doesn't sound like your main problem was that there was no DACA provision in it. It sounds like what you were saying was, this is stupid. We shouldn't be doing this. So were you just sort of protesting on principle?
Well, I think all of the above. Part of it was frustration that we got this far when there's no need to. Of course, we should have done Dreamers some time ago. And the president has been all over the place on that. One moment he's for them. The next moment he's against them. That is one of the issues there, but there are a lot of issues. We lurch like this, it is very destructive to medical research. You can't have people who are doing research on cancer, on diabetes, Alzheimer's, heart problems. You can't say, oh, sorry, we've got to turn all the money off, stop your research, and we'll get back to you. The same thing with military planning. It wastes billions of dollars turning it on and off, all our government functions. And it makes us look silly to the rest of the world. So, it's frustration. And I spent some time last night meeting with Senator McConnell, some time this morning meeting with Senator Schumer. I hope now we can get back and do what we're supposed to. And let us hope we pass the Dreamers legislation quickly, as Senator McConnell promised. He gave his word. We pass it. And that the House takes it up and passes it also.
Senator Leahy, I want to ask you a little bit more about the Dreamers Act and also called DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. But let me just ask you one more question about the politics of this before we get into DACA and what you hope will happen in the next couple of weeks. I want to play a little clip here of Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and he was talking on the floor yesterday. Here's what he said about the deal.
I've been having conversations with the Republican leader over the weekend about a path forward. After several discussions, offers, counteroffers, the Republican leader and I have come to an arrangement. We will vote today to to reopen the government, to continue negotiating a global agreement, with the commitment that, if an agreement isn't reached by February the 8th, the Senate will immediately proceed to consideration of legislation dealing with DACA. While this procedure will not satisfy everyone on both sides, it's a way forward.
So, Senator Leahy, when there's a bipartisan group trying to come up with a deal, there's a minority leader who then says, look, we worked things out with the Republicans. Can you, Senator Leahy, talk a little bit about the conversations behind the scenes that people are having with you prior to this vote to either try to get you on board or at least to determine between you and the other senators that they have enough votes without you on board? Like, what's happening?
Well, the conversation, I won't go into the private conversations. I never have. I obviously had conversations with Senator Schumer and also with Republicans. One of the things, being the dean of the Senate, people know I'm going to make up my mind and do what I want to do, and that's it. But it also, working out these things are important. For example, last April, the government was going to shut down unless we could work out all the appropriations bills and the question of the wall and a number of other things. My staff and I worked on that because I was one of the key negotiators. We worked very quietly. I didn't call any press conferences or anything. We just worked very quietly. We worked it all out. We got rid of 150 what they call poison pill amendments, which a lot of people on the ultra-right wanted to put in, from everything from school prayer to abortion to immigration. We got rid of all that, and then we passed it. Fortunately, enough people respected what I was doing and the key Republicans were doing to get it passed. That's what we have to go back to. I have a great deal of sympathy for Senator Schumer, who was put with this kind of impossible situation. We were not going to get a number of things through. And we had a president who was actively campaigning on Twitter and so on for a shutdown.
Although now, not in the last few days.
We had a president who was actively calling for a shutdown, either publicly or privately. Now, we have...
Can I just clarify on that?
No.
I know he had said previously and a while ago, maybe we just need a good shutdown. Are you signaling that he was saying privately in relation to this shutdown that it should happen?
That's a question you should ask the White House. I do know this. He had rejected the bipartisan agreement that would have kept everything open.
Right.
And then his son quoted him this weekend as saying a shutdown was good for the United States. Now, his son is not normally seen as the greatest political analyst in the country, but you knew he was reflecting at his father's fundraiser. He was reflecting his father. Now, Senator McConnell has given his word they'll go for it. He's given his word to a dozen Republicans who support Dreamers. He's given his word to those of us in the Democratic Party who support them. There'd be an enormous betrayal if he backed off on his word and if this did not happen.
So what exactly would you like to see happen in a deal for the Dreamers in this way of coming up with a plan for children who were brought here illegally but as children to this country and who still until March are able to be here through the provisions that were put in place under the Obama administration? But again, that ends in March. So February 8th is the next time that the government is funded through February 8th. There's this promise of a plan, promise of the creation of a plan. What exactly do you think needs to be in it?
Look, every one of us know people who are immigrants from this country to this country, and their status is in question. My sister Mary, who lives there in Vermont, does. I do. I've talked with these people who stopped me in the grocery store in Vermont when Marcel and I are out shopping. We know something has to be done. But this is even more than dreamers. We have to get disaster funds for Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Texas, Florida, certainly from the wildfires out in the West. We have to take care of community health centers. And you can't just do this by day after day saying, oh, we'll have a continuing resolution for another few days. I mean, this is like somebody's bought some item on time payments and they're knocking on their door every week saying, you owe another amount on your stove or whatever it might be. It makes no sense. That's not what this country is. And, you know, the president put these people in jeopardy. He's now using them as pawns. That is very disturbing. These are innocent kids. I see one medical student who states very frankly that he's about 1 year to graduate from medical school. He worries if there's a knock on the door, is somebody coming to get him. And yet he's being recruited by other countries, countries in Europe and elsewhere, who want him to come there because they'll give him whatever he wants. They need his medical skill. But he has to worry that we'll say, the heck with your medical skills, the heck with the fact you can help those of us here in the United States. We're going to kick you out.
Senator Leahy, you are almost always very measured in your delivery, as you are now. but I have talked to you enough times to get the sense that you are angry. Am I reading your very slight change in tone correctly here?
Well, you know, I have Irish and Italian ancestry. You know, those are groups that have very even, calm dispositions. There's a joke with the Irish that we'll always forgive you. We just won't forget what we forgave you for. But to your question, am I angry? Yes, I am.
Angrier than you've been in the past? There was a longer shutdown just a couple of years ago. You know, you've been at this game
for a long time,
and a lot of things have happened.
I'm angry because there are people who know better getting us in these positions. I'm angry that the president, whoever he might be, would say, oh, let's have a shutdown. I'm angry that they treat the American people this way. I'm angry that some are so anxious to coddle to a small group that they forget America is a very diverse country. We're made up of people who go across the political spectrum, and we should be there to help them. The budget is where we set our priorities. You know, there is where we can address the opioid crisis. There is where we can address natural disasters, and we've had some horrendous ones over the last 6 months. We can address medical research to push for cures for deadly diseases. We address our national security. And I am frustrated. I am frustrated. There are people who want to get a soundbite instead of substance. It is time for this country to forget the soundbites and start doing some substance. Whether it helps or hurts you politically, stand up. If you're in the Congress, don't be a coward. Vote up or down. But as you say, I tend to keep a pretty measured.
Sorry. Yes, obviously.
I assume my sister Mary is listening, and she's probably saying, that sounds like my brother in private.
You know, it is interesting to hear you talk like that because, you know, this is something that's been ongoing And as we've talked about, this continuing resolution funds the government through February 8th. There are all of these promises on the table, and yet there is all of this talk, all of this bluster, and it's really, I think, unclear to most Americans what is actually going to happen in the next few weeks. What is going to happen with DACA? What is going to happen with all of the other issues that we have? And so, you know, the idea that this is going to be solved on February 8th seems like a big stretch to many of us, and sounds like, you know, perhaps a frustration for you.
Yeah, it is frustrating. I took over this past year as vice chairman of appropriations. We showed that we could do it in April of last year, worked through it, and got an agreement that kept things going, stopped us from having a shutdown, got rid of a number of political talking points, including the wall, and we passed it overwhelmingly in both the House and the Senate. There's no reason we can't do that. I think that the frustration the frustration of American people is that they say some, I don't care whether the right or the left, have got to have a talking point for one interest group, whoever it might be. But my interest group is the American people, and this, you know, my interest group is the state of Vermont. The Republican leaders in the House of Representatives say they can't have a vote if they need Democratic votes to pass something. It's called the Dennis Hastert rule. It's a sacred rule for them. That's what killed. We passed a 2-1 an immigration bill a few years ago in the Senate. There were enough votes to pass in the House, but it would have violated the sacred Dennis Hastert rule. Now, they've kept that rule even after Speaker Hastert went to prison for child molestation. I think maybe they should start thinking about the American people first.
Well, I know you have things to get to.
He said subtly.
Yes, and she said pointedly, I think we'll leave it there, and we'll let that stand for what you know what you're trying to say here. And I I appreciate it, because, as I said, the American public, the Vermont public, certainly wants to know what is happening in Washington and what are you doing about it, and what is going on. And so I appreciate you sharing your perspective on that as we continue to look at what's happening in the next few weeks with government funding and all of the other issues that are up for debate in the Senate. Patrick Leahy, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.